Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the third day of May 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the climate. But it's just a beautiful day. It'd be a nice spring day, but by the weekend, of course, Thursday it's going to start wind blowing and the snow, a little snow, you know, just enough to tease you with, but it'll all weekend's fucked. So it almost feels like they're doing this on purpose. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here. Mayorkas confirms the worst. If Title 42 goes, 18,000 illegals will invade every day. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Mayorkas confirms the worst. If Title 42 goes, 18,000 illegals will invade. I mean, fuck, they're even using the word now, invade. We're being invaded. Oh, really? 100 million fucking later? Yeah, we're being invaded all goddamn right. 18,000. Think about 18,000 troops coming across your goddamn border every day. I think we better put a fucking stop to this and quick. Invade every day. This is from V-Dare, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Biden and his Homeland Security boss, unindicted visa fixer Alejandro Mayorkas, are bound and determined to dispossess and replace the historic American nation if it is the last thing they do. And that's exactly what they're fucking doing. And you're either going to let them or you're going to stop them. You have the fucking authority and the power and with the law to fucking stop them. We're at the second article, so I guess that's why it's such a hard fucking decision to make. But there is no decision. You're either going to live on your knees or you're going to stand and die on your fucking feet until these motherfuckers are wiped out. Mayorkas said as much yesterday in his chin wag with CNN's Dana Bash on State of the Union. What we do is we prepare and we plan, and we've been doing so for months, understanding that the Title 42 authority that the CDC holds is not going to, they have no fucking authority. The CDC is a non-governmental agency, and they can hold no authority, and no, even if there was a fucking true government in this country, which there isn't, because there is no fucking constitution, there is no goddamn, this is a rogue, fucking, occupying Zionist force. That's all it is, without jurisdictional authority over one American national, let alone the fucking all of us. And there's 300 million of us, we'd have wiped these fuckers out, but I can't understand why we're just allowing this shit. Let him keep building armies behind your fucking lines. San Su's rolling over in his grave. Oh, authority that the CDC holds. You hold no authority, CDC, and you'll find out when you try to exercise that non-authority with your non-fucking judicial goddamn fucking private fucking Blackwater USA fucking thugs. You just fucking try and enforce it, you sons of bitches. Is not going to be around forever because, quite frankly, we want to conquer the pandemic and put this behind us. You bet you fucking do. You got them kegged up there. 18,000 a day, people. Fuck, I guess you better get ready to give up your house. You better get ready to pay higher rent. You better get ready to get lower fucking wages, huh? Mariyoka said, Title 42 is public authority. No, it isn't. Title 42 is not ratified fucking law. It is goddamn corporate policy. The goddamn law says nobody comes in unless they go through the fucking procedural due process with every fucking American national in this goddamn country and remove possession of this fucking property known as the United States of America from we as individual sovereigns. You can't do that, can you? Because no goddamn fucking fiduciary can operate in the people's fucking courts, which are the highest courts in this goddamn land, and backed by our fucking firearms. We are not projecting 18,000, but what we do in the department is we plan for different scenarios. This son of a bitch, this foreign fucker here, I wonder how long he's been in our fucking country. He put one generation, and he's going to tell us fucking people can trace our lineage back to the beginning of this, before the beginning of this country, before that. We're not projecting 18,000, but what we do in the department is we plan for different scenarios, so we're ready for anything, Mariyoka said. Yeah, you're ready to usher these motherfuckers drowned in the goddamn river if you have to, carrying the drug smugglers a fucking cross. We know what you're fucking all about, you treasonous son of a bitches. You are not a part of the United States of these Americas. You are a rogue fucking agency, and you are participating in an invasion of the United States of these Americas, and it is the duty of every American national to fucking repel that fucking invasion, to drive the invaders out, to reassert our authority under the ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and fucking secure our fucking sovereign property. Ready for anything, are you, Mariyokas? Aren't you, son of a bitch? In other words, Biden's... I love these words they're using. Subalterns do indeed expect 18,000 per day. That's exactly what they predicted before the regime announced it would lift the Title 42 public health expulsion. See, that's the whole thing. They want you to fucking go, yeah, it's Title 42 does not exist as fucking law. But what does exist as law is the fucking common law for the United States of these America, and it is that fucking Bill of Rights. It contains the maximums, it contains the fucking procedures, and you have to go through them before you can take one fucking thing from one fucking individual in any instance in this goddamn country. They think they could just bring in the fucking multitudes and say, oh, it's yours, really? Boom! No, it ain't. We need to enforce our law, people. They're not going to do it. They're the ones that are breaking the law. They are the fucking enemy fucking combatants. They have declared war on we the people. The Southern Poverty Law Center fucking put it right up there. Southern Poverty Law declares war on the Bill of Rights. That's your freedom. That's your liberty. That's your ability to actually own fucking property, which you don't have any fucking how. So you could actually play fucking like you're goddamn, you know, you're practicing free enterprise, but you can't practice nothing in this country but goddamn vulture capitalism, which means taking advantage means you are the goddamn users. You are the fucking worshippers of mammon. One possible obstacle to Biden's Title 42 invasion plan, fucking, they're telling you. This is an invasion plan, people. You're going to get, we're going to invade with 18,000 troops a fucking day. Got it? They're telling you. This ain't because the conspiracy theory with the fucking people with the goddamn 10 hats. Although the fucking, every conspiracy theory has turned out to be conspiracy fucking fact in the last 10 fucking years, 11 fucking years now, hasn't it? It's turned out to be exactly what we told you it would be. Because it is so fucking obvious if you take the time to fucking look around you, know the world you fucking live in, know who you are, what your position is, you can't help but fucking understand what's going on. And if you think the ramifications aren't going to reach you, you're a goddamn fool. One possible obstacle to Biden's Title 42 invasion plan is temporary restraining order that forbids the regime from stopping the expulsion. I'm sure you're going to get that. It's for the filthy fucking goddamn 1% down to the fucking 15%. That are pushing this shit. Why? Because they want, you know, all these good capitalists. You name one fucking capitalist that wouldn't take slave fucking labor if they could get it. And I mean not even fucking paying for the fucking slave fodder. Just fucking slaves. They wouldn't slave you to get another one of those fucking shekels, would they? Because people, that is capitalism. That's capitalizing on misery. That's capitalizing on fucking treason. That is committing fucking treason because you're operating as a part of an unlawful fucking corporation created in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791. You cannot get around that fact. Nobody can. A source said CBP says the Border Patrol has reinstated it, having stopped enforcing it for some time ago. Oh, we just fucking, it's just policy. It's corporate policy. If they just decide not to fucking enforce their corporate policy, well, the corporation can get mad at them. This corporation is an occupation and we can't, it's not a corporate fucking state. This is, well, we were promised a fucking union with the goddamn emphasis on the rights of the individual, weren't we? We were told in those federal, when the Federalist Papers, when they were arguing all of this shit, oh, we could never fucking become your fucking dictator. We could never violate your rights. I mean, come on, look at it. Read the damn thing. Well, people did. They were called anti-federalists, and they picked it a fucking part and showed exactly what you intended to do, and you have played by the fucking goddamn, like it was fucking a script. Right up to today when you think that you're going to fucking put us in a one-world fucking government, but you ain't. That fucking Bill of Rights, all we have to do is come together as a fucking people under those 10 fucking articles as individuals and just wipe your fucking ass out. That's all we got to do, people. Now we're at 40 fucking years of, gosh damn, what's going on? How can we stop this? What can we do? You lawfully can fucking could have stopped it from the fucking beginning. You didn't have to let it happen. Everything that's happened, we, the people, have allowed through our negligence in fucking enforcing the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, fucking unalienable law of our fucking land put in place by we, the people, to keep us free. So we could have our liberty. So we could enjoy the fruits of the fucking land we live upon. Not give it away to some fucking Chinaman or some son of a bitch from fucking goddamn Russia or fucking goddamn, name the fucking country that ain't in here that claiming to own a part of your fucking goddamn sovereign country. A country can't be sovereign with goddamn Chinese owners that are fucking communists from across the fucking sea. Now can it? That's why you asshole goddamn capitalists gotta understand. You don't sell your goddamn property inside your fucking country to foreigners. Especially Chinese. Because the Chinaman supposedly owns nothing under goddamn red communism. The fucking Chinese government owns it. But I guess if you're making a fucking buck, if you're getting your fucking mammon, all's good, man, so long as the fucking money is moving. And it's not getting in your pocket, and you're being able to fucking buy you a more cushy fucking feathered bed to fucking lay back and watch the destruction of this country from, you fucking traitors. International Energy Agency demands worldwide lockdown to meet climate goals. Here they are again trying to fucking coerce us by using our own fucking resources, our own fucking goddamn wealth to fight, to try and compel performance out of us that is, equates to goddamn sedition against the fucking law of our land. Against our individual rights and freedoms. We are all individually fucking free. Not as a collective. That fucking Bill of Rights is not for any fucking collective. It is for the fucking individual. And must be exercised as such by every individual. Every time you allow a fucking goddamn violation of your rights, you're allowing a violation of my fucking rights. Every time I enforce a fucking right, I'm enforcing your fucking rights. But goddamn, if you could make a fucking dollar by fucking whoring somebody else's rights, you, I use mine right now, I guess I'll sell yours. You fucking, you garbage. Worldwide lockdowns to meet climate goals. This is from Expos. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The International Energy Agency has demanded governments worldwide essentially lock down the public to cut down the use of oil and meet climate change targets. International, huh? There is no fucking international authority over this free man. I don't recognize you. You are, would be, and if you send your fucking bitches over here, they'll be shot for invaders. Because that's what they are. There is no international fucking law over we the people. Shove it up your fucking international ass. Or get your fucking asses over here to get blown away trying to fucking goddamn enforce it. You will not own us. We will not be slaves. We will not be your subjects. Give it the fuck up. Or get the fuck to fighting, you cocksuckers. To be blunt, the ordinary hardworking man and woman is being brainwashed to believe that the planet is headed for a disaster. No, we're not. See, this is propaganda. This is you old fuck propagandists. No, we're not. Nobody's buying into this shit. It is their fault. Bullshit. We're not buying into it. They must change their behavior in order to save the world. We're not going to do it. You're not going to reset my fucking life, you bastards. You can try and die be in violation of our fucking law. It'll be war. Just like it was at Concord. You think you're going to come in and fucking take what's ours and tell us how we're going to live, subjugate us? Bam! Right in the fucking mouth. But this couldn't be further from the truth. Humanity could most certainly be kinder to nature and other living things that inhabit Earth. But the argument that the world will essentially end as we know it if we don't get to carbon zero by year 2050 or earlier is propaganda. Of course it's fucking propaganda. It's goofy. It's fucking goofy for a child. All you people pissing your pants over this fucking shit, you're just a fucking little handful and we know it. Don't let them convince you that this is more than a handful of fucking, of the stupidest, cowardly, fucking worthless son of a bitches to ever slither across the earth. It is a tool being used by the elites to shape the future, through fear. Just as they have done with the alleged COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 does not fucking exist. Crisis that you created. It's a goddamn act. It's a show. It's a program. I mean, you see the little, goddamn, what would you call it? The little fads that come out that'll come off of a goddamn program. You know, they'll run some popular movie and everybody's cutting their hair like one side fucking clear fucking bald and the other side hanging down to their ass, or they're wearing their fucking pants down around their knees like a queer in prison trying to get it up the ass. I don't fucking know. But there ain't no fucking crisis. I mean, this is what we were talking about Venezuela not that many years ago, a couple years ago. How did overnight Venezuela go from being fucking goddamn everything's groovy, we're fucking rich, we got gold, we got fucking oil, we got everything to fucking just, we're starving to death. We're standing on fucking mountains of wealth, but that means that somebody has got fucking international control over the fucking exchange of fucking goods, don't they? They have formed a fucking monopoly at the top. It's called the International Corporate Fucking Mafia. Just like what they're doing with fucking Russia. Is that hurting Russia? Fuck no. Is it hurting us? Fuck yes. But for what? For the Ukraine? And now we're talking about the Lend-Lease program? So that that's how Russia was made from a fucking country that could never cause us any fucking harm to a goddamn world power. Was through the Lend-Lease program, our fucking resources, made a fucking enemy for us that could fucking destroy us. And we're doing the same thing with fucking China. We did the same thing with fucking Japan. 10 years, they didn't have the fucking goddamn resources to build the fucking war machine they had. 10 fucking years, we sent the goddamn scrap metal, all the scrap metal from this country went to fucking Japan. That's what they built their fucking war machine out of. And it was done on purpose by the corporate fucking elite because the goddamn war was a planned fucking event. And the same with China, same with fucking Russia. Major Jordan went to the goddamn Congress with the goddamn filing cabinet showing the fucking treason that was committed and the way that the fucking wealth was transferred to the fucking Soviet Union so that they could become a threat to the United States. They gave them the goddamn uranium, showed them how to make the fucking bomb. And then all the time telling us, those are communists, those are red communists, they'll kill you. We got to stop communism. Let's kill 50,000 in fucking Vietnam. Let's kill 30,000 in fucking Korea. Yesterday they said it again. We got to fight them Russians over there so we don't have to fight them here. Fuck, they're already here, aren't they? Don't try to play that fucking game with us. We live here. And they ain't nobody looking for fucking a fucking world war. We want our goddamn freedoms and liberties back, and we want every one of you motherfuckers to face justice for the crimes you have absolutely committed without question, prima fucking facie. We want to see you dangling from a fucking rope with shit running down your fucking legs. That's what we want. That's what the American nationals that own this fucking country want. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Crisis. My fucking ass. And as they are now doing with the war in Ukraine, it's not fucking working. This whole thing is this is them within them. All this shit is written with them within them and trying to get just anybody to buy. It's like throwing a ton of shit against the fucking wall. But the wall's got Teflon on it. Anyway, all you're doing is fucking pissing people. You're helping us wake them up for goddamn sure. By throwing your fucking cards out on the fuck, you feel pretty goddamn bold now, don't you there, corporations? International corporate mafia. Keep throwing your fucking cards out on the table. And then you're gonna get that fucking call. Somebody's gonna call you and it's gonna be the fucking end of your fucking asses. You will be wiped off of this fucking planet. You will no longer exist. None of you motherfucking billionaire motherfuckers. None of you 1% of you will fucking be gone. And the 15% below, or 14% below you, they're going to be fucking going into the common law courts to see if their ass is going to be gone. Because you don't get there without committing fucking crime, and you know it. You've committed crimes and signed your fucking names to it. You've committed high crimes and misdemeanors. You've committed treason and sedition against the people and against the only fucking ratified law in this goddamn country. And that is our Bill of Rights. One example of this lie is that ordinary men and women are the reason plastic is polluting the seas. As you'll have now encountered, if you visited McDonald's, you are forced, you are now forced to use one of the worst inventions ever to grace our planet, the paper straw. Wonder if which fucking Jew had already set up the company to make paper fucking straws, huh? But plastic straws aren't the problem. The real problem is lost abandoned fishing gear, which is deadly to marine life and makes up the majority of plastic pollution in the oceans. The next source of contamination is huge loads of plastic waste being dumped at sea by ships. That's some more of your fucking goddamn oh man, capitalism. You capitalized. You didn't waste. You didn't take the fucking plastic back with you. You just threw it in the fucking ocean because you don't give a fuck. It's like Fukushima. People fucking have forgot about Fukushima. It's still pumping out 400,000 or 40 million maybe metric ton, three, or maybe it's 30 million metric tons of fucking goddamn radiated fucking water into the Pacific Ocean every fucking day. Has been since the day it fucking melted down. It's still doing it. Nobody's done shit. People sit there watching, like I said, it's like watching a fucking slow motion train wreck. Just standing there in the fucking tracks looking at the engineer's mustache. It's crooked, isn't it? No, it's not crooked. It's a, bam. Unfucking believable. So the real problem here is corporations. Corporations, you know, the capitalist motherfuckers. And they are communists. And they are fascists. And they are fucking goddamn Fabian socialists. But they're all, they got one thing in common. They are capitalist vulture motherfuckers that would fucking sell their fucking mother for $2 a fuck on the goddamn sidewalk. Every one of them. They need to be wiped from this fucking planet and surely from this fucking country. Because we cannot have our freedom and liberty with corporations fucking bribing. You ain't going to get nobody in the goddamn high offices. We don't even have a government, for God's sake. The only government we have is we the people. And that's all we ever needed. Tell me what the goddamn federal government are. The non-existent, the Constitution that never was, fucking so-called federal government, are these so-called state governments have done for us other than drive us down to this pit of hell that we are living in and driving us deeper every fucking day as they pump the fucking wealth out of our country and take it to Ukraine so the Khazarian fucking so-called Jews, because they see that Middle East thing wasn't working, man. They were in bad position to fucking try to take the Ottoman Empire. But man, right there to Ukraine, you got to, I mean, Russia can be fighting with you, I guess, if you want to. But it was Russia that fucking was the original gonna, you know, international communist fucking pushing motherfuckers. What'd Brezhnev say? We don't have to attack the United States. Those ignorant motherfuckers will vote it in a vote that ain't a vote. In a vote that can't be because it's being sponsored by an occupying force without jurisdictional authority to hold a fucking vote. And the people are declared subjects under the 14th Amendment, the unlawful 14th Amendment. We are declared subjects, and subjects don't have a fucking vote in anything, do they? Simple, simple shit that we just can't seem to get through our fucking heads. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now I've been made the fool. To take you wrong, to call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the swamp, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Since I was a boy, I seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Hog Jaw with Swamp we listened to there during the break. That's what they're, I mean, God damn the working man and the castles they live in that we made. Yeah, you're right, man. People aren't seeing this shit. They're not seeing it. Nah. Fuck you. You're going to walk this right fucking through, aren't you, you old propagandist piece of shit? No, you're not. We were on International Energy Agency demands worldwide lockdowns to meet climate goals. And from the, this is from Exposed, sent in by Galen. And we were at, so the real problem here is corporation, not the ordinary man and woman. It's not us who needs to change. It's big business, fucking the fucking capitalists who capitalize on fucking destroying the fucking goddamn earth rather than fucking capitalizing on goddamn fucking growing something. I mean, fucking making something good of the earth. They're dumping plastic out in the goddamn ocean. From fucking ships. That's commercial, ain't it? That ain't you and me. Would you throw fucking plastic in the goddamn fucking water? Would you? Of course we wouldn't. But the vulture capitalists have smelt their next opportunity to get rich quick. But to do so, they need you to believe there is a problem and they need you to pay for it. You bet, man. God damn it. I've done so much wrong. I picked up enough shit off the goddamn banks of the rivers and the banks of the goddamn lakes to fill this fucking house I'm sitting in. It's because I couldn't stand to see it there. And I know a lot of people, that's how most people fucking are. But to do so, they need you to believe there is a problem and they need you to pay for it. Yeah, give us a bunch more money stuff here and we'll keep dumping our fucking plastic and then just prove how stupid you are. This is where the International Energy Agency comes in. There is no International Energy Agency that has any jurisdictional authority inside the United States of America over any individual free sovereign national. I got news for you, motherfucker. You try to exercise some authority over me, I'll put a bullet through your fucking head. You are in violation of the highest law in this fucking land, and that is the written, ratified by the people, absolute, unalienable law of December 1791. That's our law. And you are going to obey it or die. The government policy set off a government. There is no fucking government. The corporations. The United States corporation policy set off a global health and economic crisis in early 2020 in response to the alleged COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Everybody fucking knows it. You got a few fucking hardcore fucking stupid ass 4 foot nothing communist cunts walking around with still masks on, but that's it. I mean a fucking dribble. The IEA called on governments. Oh, that's the internet. Now they got an IEA that, you know, it's like it's FBI or CIA, all these shit they created illegally without authority, without the fucking consent of the people, with this so-called fucking federal government that's actually a fucking international corporate mafia fucking United States corporation. Global health and economic crisis in early 2020 in response to the alleged COVID-19 doesn't exist. No pandemic ever fucking existed. The IEA called on governments to ensure that their economic recovery plans focus on clean energy investments in order to create it. Fuck you! You do not tell us what to do in our country, you son of a bitches! And the cock-sucking goddamn traitors in this country that are fucking going along with you are going to fucking meet justice. They are going to pay for their violations of our fucking law, for their violations of our fucking liberty and our freedom. We'll answer you like they answered at Concord, you sons of bitches. Come give it a go. Blue helmets will fucking pop. Plans focus on clean energy investments in order to create conditions for a sustainable recovery and long-term structural decline in carbon emissions. Shove it up your fucking ass. Go over to China and shut off the carbon. They pollute more than the rest of the fucking world put together. But, they're developing. You can't bother China. This is fucking bullshit. This is just another way to try to suck the fucking wealth that's left in this country out of it. You're giving it all back anyway, you fuckers. It's a goddamn fruitless effort. And you're going to fucking hang for your fucking goddamn crimes against we the fucking people and our fucking law. Today, the IEA acts as a policy advisor. Oh, they're just advisors. Like, dude, playing this shit with building this new fucking one world fucking government, kind of like they do these fucking proxy fucking wars. We're just sending in the advisors. And the next thing you know, you're up to your neck in fucking dead bodies and blood. They killed fucking 220 million people in the fucking 20th century. And you're going to let them keep on continuing because you're too fucking stupid or too cowardly to fucking stop them. IEA acts as a policy advisor to its member states, which include the UK, the USA. We never gave you no consent to fucking join any goddamn international fucking agency, in any international fucking goddamn conglomerate of any kind. You do not have the authority to do so on your own without our consent, you motherfuckers. That is an act of war against we the people. We are the jurisdictional authority in this country, and this motherfucking individual free sovereign national says no. No, you can't. You stop it right now. You've already bought yourself a fucking rope. You stinking, rotten, fucking pedophilic pricks. In March 2022, the IEA published a report titled A 10-Point Plan to Cut Oil Use. Well, we'll just drive up the it ain't that they're fucking making a goddamn fortune at the gas pump now, is it, people? It ain't that they're making a goddamn fortune at the fucking refineries, is it, people? It ain't that they're fucking exporting 38 billion barrels of fucking sweet crude out of this country every fucking day, that they changed the law, a handful of them. This ain't a fucking America saying we're going to change that. We want to go ahead and export our fucking oil because we're getting fucking paid for it and we've made a deal and each one of us is going to get a fucking annuity check for our fucking oil. This is just a handful of motherfuckers that said, well, we decided we're going to lift that ban and we're going to sell, we're going to export fucking oil so we can import fucking oil so we can drive the price up on the fucking international market and rob the fucking American people of the last fucking dime that they have in their fucking pockets. I heard diesel went up to over $5 a gallon, people. And you wonder why there's a shipping fucking problem in this country? This is all orchestrated by people who think that they're going to use our own resources to compel us to subjugate to them. We will not do it. Where the hell were we here? In March 2022, IEA published a report entitled A 10-Point Plan to Cut Oil Use. Fuck you, international son of a bitch. You have no jurisdictional authority inside the sovereign fucking boundaries of the United States of these America. That belongs to we the fucking people. Exclusively. And what you have done is fucking violate our fucking highest fucking law, the 9th article in particular, and fucking thinking that you can fucking take our fucking land away from us without due process of law. You can take anything from us, our resources, any fucking thing from us without due process of law because it belongs to us. I know you fucking hate it, you elitist cocksuckers. You one percenters, you would just love to be just like the old days, the fat ass king sitting in his own shit. Well, you got that at the top here. And sitting there fucking drinking wine out of a fucking golden goblet and fucking cramming fucking goddamn whole hams down his fucking fat ass fucking throat. And that's who you fucking worship because, well, that's what the cardinal said. Said God wants, this is what God wants. God wants you to fucking worship a man sitting in his own fucking shit. A fucking piece of dog shit just because of the pussy he dropped out of. Well, we ain't doing it. It's the 21st century and we ain't that fucking stupid. Where were we? Reducing highway speed limits by 6 miles per hour. There's another revenue, isn't it? Hey, drop it 6 miles an hour, more fucking revenue, because nobody's going to fucking do it, and you fucking know it. It's just more fucking money. It's like adding a third taillight. Oh, your third taillight was out. We ain't no such thing as a fix-it ticket no more. This is a corporation. We're here to make fucking money. More working from home, street changes to encourage walking and cycling. Fuck you. A fucking motor goes everywhere I fucking go, and it's pumping it out. Carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide, not cow farts. And I will go as I goddamn well please, because I have the absolute unalienable fucking right to do so. Fucker. Whether you like it or not. Car-free Sundays in cities. Listen to this shit. You talk about fucking international communism. You talk about international fucking fascism. You talk about international Fabian socialism designed to accommodate vulture capitalism. This is fucking it. We want our goddamn Bill of Rights fucking enforced verbatim. We want our goddamn debt-free currency so we can access our own fucking resources. And we're the ones. Americans own it. Not some Chinaman. And you fuckers put us to the fucking test, and you're going to give it all back, and every fucking one of you is going to hang. And you people in other countries that are putting up with this shit, you're doing it because you allow it. I mean, you allowed them to take your fucking guns? Really? So now you fucking turn around, and why aren't the United States fucking people of the United States attacking? Why aren't the people of the United States fucking taking care of this world fucking mess that we made by our fucking own cowardice? Why didn't you fight when they came to get your fucking guns? Why was there fucking one man, fucking the real Crocodile Dundee, is the only one that I ever heard of that fucking put up a fucking fight in Australia? You fucking wearing dresses over there now? Well, you fucked up, so now you better fix it up. You better be a good fixer-upper as you are a fucker-upper. You better find another fucking way, hadn't ya? You better do like Michael Collins and start fucking taking the guns from wherever they're fucking at and using them against the motherfuckers that are inflicting tyranny on you, you goddamn fools. And restrictions on other days, cutting transit fares, policies that encourage more carpooling, cutting business air travel. Is that going to be cutting your fucking goddamn travel of the fucking elite flying around in their fucking 747s in a fucking hot tub with a bunch of fucking whores and coke? Are you going to be checking on them? Oh no, those are the elite. They're too big to fucking, they're big enough until they can go ahead and, well, there is no law for them. Or any policy. There is no fucking law except the law of this fucking country. The fucking Bill of Rights. But there's no policy covering that. The corporate, of course, if you're at the top of the corporate ladder, you get to have all the luxuries that go along with that, even if they do violate the fucking law, even if they are theft, fraud, treason, sedition. It don't matter. You're fucking, I mean, it's big earn. You're above the law, you think. But you're going to find, you're going to look up in that fucking goddamn boot heel of that fucking American National is going to be coming down on your fucking head, you son of a bitches. Just like we fucking said here, I mean, fucking said, no way could they ever get this fucking far. You're thinking the same thing, and you're just as fucking wrong as I was, because I'm fucking watching the people. And the people have had enough of your fucking, this fucking goofy fucking garbage. You should have left it alone a long time ago. You were stealing hand over fist, and you were covering it up pretty fucking good, but you were still stealing hand over fist and getting away with it. You ain't going to get away with it now. You're giving every fucking penny back. And then you're going to fucking hang for stealing it. Get it through your fucking head. It's coming for you, Rothschilds. I don't give a fuck. You. There's nowhere on this planet you can fucking hide from us, and you know it. Sounds an awful lot like climate version of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, they got to keep throwing it. They're going to keep throwing that fucking, don't put it in there then. I mean, you're talking, this person up here calls it a fucking ruse. Just put then the COVID-19 that didn't exist. Say it. Say it, you son of a bitch. Don't stick it in here so that they'll fucking let your article fly through so you can make some fucking money on it. Tell the goddamn truth, the whole truth, nothing but the fucking truth. And stick to it and say it over and over and over and over again until that global shit is crammed right up their fucking old propagandist fucking asses. It ain't going to work. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. The vaccine is the fucking biological kill agent designed to fucking cull the population of the whole fucking world. And you have killed enough fucking people to get every one of you fucking hung 20 fucking times over. Bill Gates. Oh, I got one here. We got to get to them pretty quick here. Let's see here. Encouraging walking and cycling. Oh, you better buy a bicycle. Car-free Sundays in cities and restrictions on other days. Cutting transit fares policies. Encourage more carpooling. Cutting business at air travel. Sounds an awful lot like a climate, in quotation marks, version of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, see, they ain't not saying it. Of COVID-19 lockdowns. Fuck COVID-19 lockdowns. That was unlawful. That was without authority. The people haven't been arrested yet. We want them fucking arrested for exercising unlawful fucking authority that they did not fucking have and enforcing it with a private standing fucking army of fucking Blackwater USA. Working for the corporation. Working for the fucking union. And getting a fucking license to fucking kill American nationals. We'll kill back. How's it feel to be hunted? Lockdowns, doesn't it? The IEA even proposes the following. Restricting private cars' use of roads in large cities to those with even number. And this is even number days, odd number plate, you know, your plate number, odd or even. This is fucking bullshit. Fuck you. Shove it up your ass. If everybody just said fuck you at once and just fuck you, step out with your fucking gun, do it, motherfucker. Come on. Come on, I'm ready to fucking die for fucking freedom. Are you ready to kill me to take it away? We'll see who comes out on top. The real question, of course, is whether government will adopt the measure, but they claim to have been, quote, following the science. Fuck you. You know what, you fucking cocksuckers? You guys in the white fucking coats? You son of a bitches have just put a major fucking target on your fucking head. You have committed fucking high treason against the people of the United States of America, and you know what we are and what we are and what we will fucking do. You know what we're capable of. Like my dad said, we've whipped the world and we will do it again. And you white coat motherfuckers, you've held a place of dignity in the past. Everybody fucking held the doctors on high. And then you fucking decided to join with the goddamn fucking insurance companies and fucking let people fucking die for money or fucking kill people, giving them shit fucking medicine that is designed to kill them so you could get vacations and fucking kickbacks. You're just another bunch of fucking slime that needs to be removed, and we will fucking remove. We'll hang you in your fucking white coat. How would that suit you? At least the funded by Big Pharma version of science for the past 2 years. So why stop now? Do you not find it odd now or how draconian COVID-19 doesn't exist? COVID-19, they keep putting it in there. That's 1, 2, 3, or 4 times I fucking on one fucking page. You're fucking helping them out, you sons of bitches. That's why you get to fucking have your articles up when other people don't. That's how you can spot them. That's how you can spot the fucking shills. It's just under the fucking surface. The milquetoast motherfucking patriots. I'm a milquetoast patriot, but COVID-19. Well, yeah, it's not real, but I'm not going to say it. Every fucking time you better be saying it or you're a goddamn traitor. COVID-19 never existed. There's never been a study that isolated a fucking virus called COVID-19, and you fucking know it. And the goddamn so-called vaccine by the CDC's only own mission is not a fucking vaccine. It alters your fucking DNA. They're trying to make all of us complicit to fucking goddamn tyranny because they want to rule us like gods on this earth after they cull us down to a number they can manage so that we're not bothering eating up their fucking resources. They ain't yours, you motherfucker. You're going to find out how not yours they are. Maybe we'll let you starve to death. Maybe that'll be your fucking penance you'll pay here, right here on earth. Policies also allegedly help the climate, and now the same solutions are being touted to deal with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Goddamn, can you get a paper? Can you get a goddamn fucking goddamn story without fucking that Ukraine in it? Who the fuck is Ukraine? People got to be asking by now. What the fuck is this Ukraine thing? Where the Ukraine? where is that? Is that over there by Tennessee or something? I mean, they make it sound like it's right here in my own back fucking yard. I don't give a monk's fuck about goddamn Ukraine. Got it? I know what the Khazarians are doing. They're coming back and the dirt and the filth, the goddamn immorality, the fucking goddamn sickness, the pedophilia, everything you see here, that's Karzaian. That's what they fucking want. That's what they want, a world of debauchery. Right? How can you be happy in a world of debauchery? Because you see, right out the fucking gate, as soon as you're fucking age of maturity, you've done did every fucking sick fucking thing that for fucking you, no thrills in life, like learning how to fucking fly, learning how to fucking fish, you know, fucking the basic things in life. No, just you go straight to fucking debauchery. And how bad could it really fucking get, guys, with you let these motherfuckers get in? They're wanting you with their Lend-Lease program to build a fucking another Russia over there. A fucking goddamn world power. They weren't pulling it off over there in goddamn fucking, the Middle East. That Israel thing was not fucking flying. The fucking Arabs fought it off. And that's what we better fucking, instead of fighting it off, we're gonna go along with the fascists. We're gonna go along with the fascist Jews. What? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, we're going with the fascist Jews. We're gonna go over there and we're gonna do the Lend-Lease program. We're gonna arm them. It's fucking, we'll make them a world fucking power over fucking night. Hey, by the way, you Americans, fuck you and your 22 shells. Fuck you and your goddamn ammunition. Fuck you and your reloading supplies. Well, you know what, you motherfuckers? Fuck you. When we're holding on to them. And we got a plenty. We got a plenty to get you on the fucking gallows. And you will fucking answer for the treason you have committed against this country when at a time of war, declared fucking war against us. You fucking made fucking ammunitions for the goddamn enemy, you sons of bitches. You fucking took government contracts and in doing so, you agreed that you would fuck the goddamn people and cut us off for fucking, try to cut our ammunition out. So that we can't get any. So that we can't defend this country, which is our fucking right and our duty under our law. You dirty motherfuckers are treasonous. And you will hang as fucking traitors. And we're taking every fucking dollar you made. So fucking keep counting it, rolling around in it, pissing on it, whatever you fucking do. You just keep doing it because we're taking every fucking dollar of it back. Or somebody's eating a fucking nuke. One way or the fucking other. Climate, and now the same solutions are being touted to deal with Russia's invasion of the Ukraine and meet absurd climate targets. Fuck you and your fucking climate targets. I know if there is fucking goddamn climate change being caused by man, I look up in the fucking sky and I see it every fucking day. I see the chemtrails, the condensation trails. I grew up in this goddamn, I got a memory longer than a head of cabbage, okay? I grew up as a kid and I watched the goddamn planes and jets go across the sky and it was cool. The condensation trail went out a little way and disappeared. This is fucking spring, aluminum, and barium. You are fucking deliberately destroying this goddamn planet so that you can destroy the life down to the level you want because you've got all you fucking need to hold out until you kill the fucking people off. And you know, just like we know, the earth will regenerate itself. You know what? It will still regenerate itself without you too. Did you ever think of that? Maybe we just fucking remove your fucking asses. You fuckers with the gold, mountains of gold as big as Mount Everest. That's the excess that you have fucking taken and that's the damage that has been done by you and your fucking greed. And you should be the ones culled. And you should be the ones fucking removed. And you will be. We outnumber you motherfuckers. You can't make enough fucking diseases to stop us. You can't do anything to stop us. Once this fucking thing breaks loose, your fucking ash is hash. Get ready for it because it's coming. That'll do it for me today. People, will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, get ready to fucking fight a fucking goddamn dogfight in the streets. Beat these motherfuckers down and call their ass. Call the true fucking goddamn traitors. The true fucking destroyers of the fucking planet. Call the fucking dirty motherfuckers with the mountains of fucking gold because they are the ones that have benefited from the destruction that they're trying to blame on you and tell you you can't drive a fucking car or you're going to drive it this fast. Fuck you. You will never tell me nothing, you motherfuckers. You can go right straight to hell, and that is the word from the trenches.